From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A second suspect has been arrested in Britain following the bombing of a London subway train. The man is a 21-year-old who was taken into custody in a suburb near Heathrow Airport. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old was taken into custody in the port area of Dover. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counter-terrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
Images of the bomb posted on social media appear to show a bucket on fire that had been placed inside a plastic bag close to a rail car door. Prime Minister Theresa May said after the attack that the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Center decided to raise the country's threat level to critical, meaning that a further attack may be imminent. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said Sunday in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. That decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. That move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The United States has signed to the European Union's or signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact, despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw. The European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal of more than 30 ministers. This is VOA News. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Authorities say 14,000 shelters, each able to accommodate six families, will be built over the next 10 days on an 8-square-kilometer site near the Bangladesh-Myanmar border. The government said the movement of the settlement's refugees would be restricted, and the head of the U.S.-based refugee rights group Refugee International, Eric Paul Schwartz, visited Rohingya refugees at a camp in Bangladesh Sunday.
I don't recall seeing anything as awful, as terrible as I am seeing here. The crimes against humanity, the ethnic cleansing for which the government of Burma is responsible, are like nothing I've witnessed before.
The camp, which will be built with the help of the Bangladesh military and international aid groups, is in response to an unprecedented exodus that was sparked by attacks on August 25th carried out by Rohingya militants on Myanmar Army Base and Police Post. The Myanmar military responded to the attacks with extrajudicial murders, rapes, village torchings, and other acts of violence. Protests in St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States, of the acquittal of a white police officer charged with murder and the death of a black man turned violent again Saturday night after peacetime daytime demonstration. A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects, said police, late Saturday in the upscale Del Mar Loop area of the St. Louis suburb, University City. That loop is home to over 100 specialty shops, including restaurants, galleries, clothing boutiques, and more. St. Louis Police Chief Lawrence O'Toole.
We have a contingent of officers ready to respond to any incident that may arise. We will continue to ensure our citizens' First Amendment rights are protected. However, we will not tolerate violence against citizens, police officers, or damage to property.
And singer Ed Sheeran's representative said that they were concerned about the safety of the fans when they announced the cancellation of a Sunday concert. A roadside bomb in northwestern Pakistan Sunday killed a senior government official and at least four of his security guards. The deadly blast was a vial to a federally administered tribal district on an Afghan border. Officials said the administrator of the Moon sub-district was being driven to a border village to attend a traditional assembly of tribal elders when his vehicle struck an improvised explosive device. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for planting the roadside bomb. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.